Item 19. Thank you.
It's a public hearing to Chapter 4 VAC 500-10 pertaining to yield. This is for compliance with Addendum 3 changes for Virginia. Addendum 3 was approved by ASMSC board back in October. Virginia and all other states are required to make changes by January 1st, 2014 to comply with the changes approved in Addendum 3. The first change required by Addendum 3 would be a 9-inch minimum size limit for American eels. This can be found on page 2 of 4 of your draft regulation in Section 35 that establishes a 9-inch minimum left, 9-inch minimum length on all American eels. Addendum 3 also restricts the commercial season to any harvest other than pots and traps from September 1 through December 31. This is, can be found in Section 45, again on page 2 of 4 of your draft regulation. Addendum 3 also establishes a possession limit for the recreational fishery. Their intention was not just to have the commercial sector to be liable for the reduction. They also wanted it across all fisheries. So the possession limit for the recreational fishery was reduced to 25 eels. It can be found on page 3 or 4 of your draft regulation, Section 55. There is also no exemption for charter boat and head boats from this 25 possession, where they allowed charter boats and head boats to have 50 eels per day for both the captain and the mate aboard a vessel. Those are the changes. This has been advertised. There's one public comment to date, which I just passed out to you on blue paper. And staff recommends adoption of the amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 2500-10 pertaining to catching of eels to establish a gear-specific harvest season closure for all commercial gears except pots and traps from September 1 through December 31st. Establish a recreational possession limit of 25 eels per individual per day. Establish a 9-inch minimum recreation and commercial size limit, and establish a charter and headboat possession limit of 50 eels per captain and crew per day.
Any questions for Adam?
Yeah, I guess I have some clarifications. That's the recreational year is 25 per person.
25 per person. That is something I've got six. To call ASMSD and verify what their intention was, and it was 25 per person.
And this is a much to do about nothing. But I do think you ought to take the young patrol officers and have them go out and check the charter boats, particularly the tower boats, and have them count the eels. It's just not going to happen. You try counting 100 eels. It's just not good.
There he goes.
But anyway, this is from West Below, and his concern is that a charter captain could have more eels than a recreational guide in a rockfish tournament or a Cobie tournament. And it's really it's just not an issue. You know, it's recreational fishermen, we don't like something that sounds like it's bad. This is not bad. This is not going to affect us at all. I got one other thing. I get possession limits out on the water. That's one thing. I know Max King. He's a charter captain. He'll buy his eels by the thousands, and that's just what he does. But from commercial watermen, we're not out there catching them. I'll buy my eels by the hundreds. I don't take hundreds fishing, but I'll keep them in cages or in my house. And in my old house, I kept them in aquariums. My wife wouldn't let that, but I did have an aquarium set up in my garage, and they were just full of eels. And so then it becomes, what does the possession limit mean? I mean, you're going to come to my garage and count my eels, or you're going to count them in my boat?
It's a possession limit. This is exactly what we called ASMSC to clarify on whether someone could basically bank eels and have them and only have 25, and they clarify that no, this was a reduction to a 25-eel possession limit. This is a species that just went through a benchmark stock assessment that is depleted on the East Coast and is currently under status review for ESA listing that's proposed to come out in 2015. So they are serious about reduction.
Yeah, and I understand that. I guess my question is where does possession end? And because we have, and this is something that's talked about all the time, we have rockfish possession limits of 2 per day. But you go to someone's house, they may have 15 rockfish in their freezer that they've caught over days. So where does it end?
It's one of those questions that is, if you want to get right down to it. It's difficult to answer, but have you ever known a
never
an officer to to knock on your door and say, "I want to see what's in your freezer"?
So like I said, I think it's a much to do about nothing.
From a practical standpoint, it's going to be what's on your boat, what's at the dock, what do they see?
Yeah, and that's not going to affect us. So I don't really have a real problem with this. Those kind of questions are what I've been getting.
Like on the commercial side, I know some of the boys that hold eels before they sell them.
Commercial, you're okay.
It's just recreational. Okay, I just want to get that straight. All right.
Any other questions? Comments?
Pretty much have to do this because we're being told.
It's a compliance issue, correct. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I'll get that by Wes. I move that we accept staff recommendation and adopt the amendment.
Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Regulation is adopted. Regulation 500.